The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, Alibaba's 11.11 Global Shopping Festival wrapped up yesterday with sales volume reaching almost 270 billion yuan, setting a new record for the campaign that began in 2009. What originated as a way to encourage consumers to treat themselves to various Alibaba deals back in 2009 has in recent years exploded into a behemoth buying hype. Now, smaller retailers are also itching for a slice of the pie online and offline and across a wide range of retail categories, such as beauty, fashion, consumer goods, and even insurance plans. Within the first few hours of Singapore's Singles Day sale, Fave recorded a six-fold jump in sales. I'm joined today by co-founder and CEO Joel Neo to find out how important 11.11 is for online retail and what it takes to pull off such a huge event. Now, Joel, thanks for joining us today. Which items or categories were your biggest sellers in Singapore on 11.11?
Yeah, thanks for inviting me. So we had a big day yesterday. 6 times growth in terms of sales. Two of the most popular main categories is in food and beverage and beauty wellness. As we all know, in Southeast Asia, eating is considered a national sport in some countries. So we had a lot of consumers buying buffets for families and friends. But at the same time, I think being conscious about all these F&B deals that they've purchased. They also, there were a lot of purchases in health screening and, spa and slimming treatments right after that. So we thought there's, it was a pretty big day for us.
What does the data say about your consumers, though, Joel? Say, were there more men than women, for example? What are their buying habits?
So for Fave, 70% or more of our transactions are done by a female audience, typically aged between 25 to 34 years old. So we definitely see a huge female skew in our platform. Some of the top performing deals was actually in the areas of facial and wellness for females. And yesterday itself, we saved customers over $2 million in one day.
So how does Fave prepare for this kind of thing, this extravaganza like Singles Day, from a logistical and marketing perspective? Were you ready?
Yeah, so I think the early concept of the Singles Day was, was started by Alibaba, where, consumers were at home, they didn't have anything to do, right? And lonely, and therefore they start, they're given discounts, heavy discounts to buy e-commerce products. But we think that, it shouldn't just be restricted to an online e-commerce experience. So about 2 years back, we started to engage with our retailers. All the retailers on Fave are offline stores, whether they're restaurants or they're spas and, electronic or retail shops. So we act as an advisor and a platform for all these offline businesses to actually reach out to new customers during Singles Day. And we're excited that we see multiple-fold jump of transactions for our merchants just yesterday itself.
It being such a huge event, of course, marketing campaigns dominated the internet prior, particularly social media, in anticipation. What did you guys do to sort of cut through the noise, to stand out, so to speak, significant marketing strategies?
So we're very focused on the local consumer market. And so typically local or localized campaigns work really well for our consumers because most of our merchants are also very local and serving like the local audience. Our biggest marketing initiative yesterday was a campaign called Love at First Sight, in which, it's meant for singles. Right? If you don't actually have a partner, there are many things that you can actually do. So we kind of created a Tinder for local experiences and local shopping for our customers yesterday.
Joel, as a digital merchant platform that's offering promotions with offline retailers as opposed to, say, e-commerce platforms, do major online shopping events like this one affect you any differently?
So it's definitely very synergistic. Today we serve, in fact, our offline merchants are underserved. Yeah, so most of them today are entrepreneurs. They run, a respectful business offline, but they find it quite challenging to grow with technology and with high increasing mobile adoption of consumers. So so what we do is we complement the ecosystem. So while a lot of consumers, for instance, yesterday were shopping online, we have been able to also convert a lot of them to shop offline. And we think that that synergy is very important for the overall economy.
We're speaking to Joel Neo, who's co-founder and CEO of Fave. Now, Taylor Swift headlined Alibaba's 11/11 Countdown Gala this year, further illustrating that the event's turning into a shopping bonanza as big companies like Alibaba, who initiated 11/11, keep putting on more spectacular shows around the day. How do smaller companies like your own keep up? I mean, do you feel the pressure to follow suit, albeit on a smaller scale?
So, of course, Alibaba, every year they're stepping a notch up, and it drives inspiration for platforms like ours to serve our local communities, customers and merchants better. So stay tuned. 12/12 is coming up. That's going to be a huge one for us. In fact, typically our biggest day for the year.
Even so, more so than 11/11.
Yes, actually. So 12/12 is it's typically during the shopping or holiday period, and we see multiple categories, including activities, leisure, people taking a break over the year end, and they're looking for great experiences and offers.
Let's talk a bit more about e-commerce, though. Along with ride-hailing, it's said to be the main drivers of Southeast Asia's internet economy. According to a popular industry report, it's supposed to reach $300 billion by 2025. What do you think are some of the biggest challenges, though, in Asian e-commerce?
Well, I think that e-commerce would still be a minority of the total transactions of commerce in general. And we've seen that in the U.S. and also in China. While it is growing very rapidly, consumers still today do enjoy spending, most of their money offline, right? So in fact, in China, while it's the highest e-commerce penetration, above 10%, but more than 80% of transactions still happen offline. So we think that the biggest growth opportunity, in fact, is to serve offline merchants with technology, specifically mobile technology. So, of course, increasing adoption of cashless and mobile payments in our region then gives access to offline businesses to now be part of the online or digital economy. And we see that very similarly, whether Amazon acquiring Whole Foods, or even in the U.S. where Alibaba has evolved their strategy to become more focused on new retail instead of e-commerce. We think that the underserved offline segment is actually the biggest opportunity for growth.
Very quickly, Joel, you talked about how 12/12 is when you garner your biggest sales. There's also Cyber Monday coming up, and there's Black Friday. That's not confined to the U.S. anymore. How important is it to be involved in these kinds of events?
Yeah, I think there's a difference, with 12/12 or Cyber Monday compared to in Asia. So in the U.S., one of the latest news was, last year there were even cases of injuries. of consumers rushing to retail stores, and in some extreme cases, there were death cases reported.
Right.
So I think we're not at that stage or at that level, there's huge offline drive of consumers. We want to do it in a responsible way, but and increase the volume of a lot of the retail merchants which are facing a slump, retail slump this year. So we're working with a lot of shopping malls and big retailers to drive the excitement offline, because we believe, consumers should not be just confined to an online environment, but should take the time, to spend, time with friends, family, and experience local shopping and experiences offline.
Joel Neo, co-founder and CEO of Fave. Joel, thanks for your time.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.